Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. If you don't think we live in extraordinary times, place yourself in the arc of history, if you will, and consider that this is going to be written about. That we're alive at a time when, for the second time, well, you could say that it may be during the time of Athanasius, the original saint, who we call Saint Athanasius today. You might say that during the time of Athanasius that was a public correction as well issued to Arius, or Arian rather, to the Arian to Bishop Arian and the to stop the Arian heresy. But nothing like that has transpired until John the 22nd in the 13th or 14th century until today. Here's the story. Expressing profound grief and filial devotion, Catholic clergy and lay scholars from around the world have issued what they are calling a filial, that's F-I-L-I-A-L, F-I-L-I-A-L, filial, meaning brotherly, filial correction to Pope Francis for propagating heresy. The filial correction in the form of a 25-page letter bears the signatures of 62 Catholic academics, researchers and scholars in various fields from 20 countries. They assert that Pope Francis has supported heretical positions about marriage, the moral life, and the Eucharist that are causing a host, here's a quote, a host of heresies and other errors, close quote, to spread throughout the Catholic Church. The correction was delivered to the Pope at his Santa Marta residence on August 11, 2017. No similar action has taken place within the Church since the Middle Ages, when Pope John the 22nd was admonished for errors, which he later recanted on his deathbed. I have that story in today's pile of prep, by the way, if you want to read it. Going back to the letter now, another quote. Quote, with profound grief, but moved by fidelity to our Lord Jesus Christ, by love for the Church and for the papacy, and by filial devotion toward yourself, we are compelled to address a correction to your holiness on account of the propagation of heresies affected by the apostolic exhortation Amoris Laetitia, and by other words, deeds, and omissions, that's omissions, of your holiness. As subjects, we do not have the right to issue to your holiness that form of correction by which a superior coerces those subject to him with the threat or administration of punishment. We issue this correction rather to protect our fellow Catholics and those outside the Church from whom the key of knowledge must not be taken away, hoping to prevent the further spread of doctrines which tend of themselves to the profaning of all the sacraments and the subversion of the law of God. Close quote. The signers respectfully insist that Pope Francis condemn the heresies that he has directly or indirectly upheld, and that he teach the truth of the Catholic faith in its integrity. They say that they make no judgment about the Pope's culpability in propagating the seven heresies. Count them, folks, seven. Seven heresies.